This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Because I'm happy, come along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Let's be happy. I guarantee you'll be happy through some of this hour of the Good Day program, hopefully through most of it, because that's the game here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. We don't play games, but it's not like the $5 million game on Amazon. But listen, hopefully the rewards are that you feel like there's a spring in your step as you're listening to us or after you've listened to us. And speaking of spring, we're now into the season of spring in a manner of speaking. So as you, we're all in the next day or two going to celebrate the spring equinox, perhaps in different ways.
Speak for yourself.
You're not celebrating spring?
I have the sad seasonal adjusted depression or whatever disorder that people feel.
Yeah. Right. That's winter.
When the wintertime comes, that's what I feel when the wintertime is leaving. When it is, there is more daylight hours than nighttime hours.
Whoa.
When the sun rises earlier and sets later.
Yay.
I get PO'd, man.
Really? Uh-oh. And now, who's Captain Curmudgeon among the two of us?
I will take that hat, sir.
All right. Well, we here in the Northern Hemisphere, although I say we're located in the Northern Hemisphere. People listening to us around the world, the people in the Southern Hemisphere, who are going in to fall, because that's what happens after you go below the equator. And the time of the day, the next 24 hours or so, it's equal. That is how much darkness and how much light there is for all of us. So doesn't that symbol balance and harmony? I think that's one of the things that we can learn from Mother Nature or the Earth, the planet, the universe, the awesomeness of how the world works, frankly. Just think about it. How is it so perfect? How does it happen this way every single year at the same time in the same way? Think about that. We understand that it happens, but do you think, how does this happen? We're back to the questions that young children ask. Why? How? Who? What? Yeah, well, that's a pretty good question, don't you? Think it is? People spring into wellness. They are more active. They rejuvenate their mind, their body, their spirit with springtime, except for Jay. She's not doing any of that stuff. Having none of it.
So if you feel the same way as I do, let's unite. Let's be friends.
Yeah, let's be friends on Facebook. Yeah, there's a new Facebook. How about that? A new group, a new social media group. The people who have the blahs in springtime. Blah, bah, humbug, spring, boo.
Boo, hiss, table flip.
Meanwhile, the earth is awakening, and the flowers are proof positive of that. Lots of blossoms here, a lot of new growth. Having spent as much time as I have in California, usually they do have seasons in a manner of speaking there. It's not as visible, if you will. It's not as acute as we have here on the East Coast. But there are different flowers you can smell early in January. There are different kinds of flowers that come out. And in February, there are more. It's just neat. Anyway, enjoy what we have, the symbols of things, the new growth, new awakening. Give yourself a break and give yourself a great opportunity to plant new things. You're going to plant stuff. I'm going to start plowing. I think, actually, the next couple of weekends I'm not here. But soon I will put peas in the ground and lettuce in the ground and spinach in the ground, all the things that don't mind the cold nights. As long as the soil is soft enough to start growing, that's what happens. And so with that, think about your intentions. Think about new beginnings. Think about how you can flourish. Right? I know I sound like a preacher or maybe a Zig Ziglar from time to time, but that's the idea. I want you to feel like there is good stuff going on. Here's a mother who runs a hair workshop for dads. And in the workshop, the dads learn how to style the hair of their daughters. This is kind of an interesting thing, teaching dads how to manage their daughter's hair. And the more hands, I guess, the merrier. The lady's name is Sarah Eaton. Mm-hmm. She's been organizing lessons showing moms how to do the stuff, the braids and all that sort of thing. And then she got the idea that women said that their male partners ought to learn the skill as well. So now she runs an hour-long Dad and Me workshop at her community center where they learn how to do the basic stuff like detangle long hair, Jay. Your father ever mess with your hair, or was that always your mother?
No, I mean,
you ever wear ponytails and stuff?
I had a sensitive scalp, yeah, so I hated having my hair brushed, period.
Really?
But, yeah, it's just one of those things where this is, there's a whole new generation where it's less likely that dads are, quote-unquote, helping their spouses, and like the moms, and are more likely active, involved partners. Like, it's a true partnership where people are doing both things. There are more stay-at-home dads than there ever were, and so, therefore, they would be the ones doing the hair. Or there are just more single dads who would need to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's definitely a society of more partnerships where people pick up the slack. It's if you lived on your own, you would have to do all of this stuff anyway. So why do you let your spouse take over everything? Just do it together.
Do it together. The family that braids together stays together. Right? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, listen. There's voting today in America and in Gambia. People say, where's Gambia? And it's a country in Africa that's growing, and they're working on women's reproductive rights and that kind of stuff there. It seems to be an international issue, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh?
Women's reproductive rights. The things that are being decided today and tomorrow as the votes are counted, sometimes they don't all get counted right in the day of. So, be interesting. I kind of put down, because I don't like the fact that we don't have a national, we don't have a day for all of us to go at the same time to do the primary work. But there are things that will be indicated by some of the down ballot races. Who's going to be the more influential? You'll see some of those things, whether it's Trump or Biden in these states. So, it's one of those things we see. Wait, see what happens. Meanwhile, the larger of the two, is Uber bigger than Lyft? I use Lyft. I don't use Uber. I used to use Uber all the time, but I found them always be running late, and the cars weren't...
I don't know. They don't want to come out to you and canceling at the last minute?
Yeah, there's some of that, too. Anyway, there's a class action lawsuit against Uber, and now they have to pay $272 million to settle a legal fight down in Australia with their taxi drivers down there. I thought this was interesting because you wonder, okay, does this have merit in America as well? The lawsuit against Uber had been expected to go to trial. The Supreme Court down in Australia taking up the issue, which is 8,000 taxi drivers suing Uber. But apparently they dropped it because they made a settlement, right? And that's so. But how do they divvy this stuff up, though? $178 million. Who gets what out of that? Is everybody getting an equal share of it? I always wonder about those things. You know, the notices.
It does go to those taxi drivers and then the hire car drivers.
Yeah.
Limo drivers and stuff, which a lot of the limo drivers, if they have somebody and they know that they're going to be at a certain place for a period of time, they will go in Uber or Lyft, drive for Uber or drive for Lyft, like in the in-between.
Right. Some people drive for both. That's what you're saying.
Not all of them do. Right. Not all of them do. Because a lot of people, if they have a limo, they'll leave their stuff in the limo. But ones who are only hiring them for, like, drop-off and pick-up and they have that time in between, they will.
Yeah. All right. Well, meanwhile, back here in the States, Donald Trump has not been able to secure the $454 million bond. He's been to 30 different bonding companies, and they will not give him the bond. So what I'm wondering, and maybe this is a question for Jennifer, unless you know, I don't know what the consequences are. Does he go to jail because he can't come up with a $454 million bond? What's the resolve to the problem? There's a penalty. See, I don't think he should be paying this anyway, but apparently, in order to keep himself from getting thrown into the slammer, the deadline is next week for him to come up with a $454 million. So you'd think that some of the people who, and I wonder, I can't imagine he's not pursuing this. He's always talking about the fact that he's worth $3 or $4 billion. Obviously, that's not true. If he can't come up with a $454 million bond, then he's not worth that kind of dough. He may have those sort of assets,
his property,
but he has
assets,
them leveraged. Yeah, but he's got loans and leverages on all of them. I understand how that works. And so, at any rate, why don't the big people, the big money people that support Trump, why don't they come up with the money and give it to him? I don't understand all these people that talk about Trump and all the wealthy people. Okay, so each one of you that's got a lot of dough, put up $1 million. There's got to be 400 people that can come up with $1 million to give him to, or is that just so much hooey? I guess that's the question. Anyway, also, I've mentioned Trump, so now I have to mention Biden, right? We have to be equal opportunity explorers here. So I thought it was interesting. Most of the Kennedy family went to the White House to have a photo with President Biden because they're backing him and they're making a statement about Robert F. Kennedy running as an independent. I think the statement is the dullest of us get the message there. And so, listen.
Well, but also they're Democrats. They'll go for their party. Their brother's not in their party. Their
right.
Family member's not in their party.
Yeah. I was at Dr. Benjamin's yesterday, my eye doctor, the guy who did the implants last year in my eye, in my corneas. And he said, "Who are you voting for?" And I said, "I'm going to vote for Kennedy." He looked at me strangely. And I said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And he said, "Biden, because he supports Israel," which I thought was kind of interesting. Anyway, that's it for now, because it's 18 after. This is a good day.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think you could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephan. Like we have emphasis on our first names. Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephan. All right, let's get to the social media rumor mill, the social media technology kind of combo here. I'd like to spend a few minutes in this hour looking at what's going on sort of behind the scenes. And the whole discussion, Jay, about TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. There's a lot of speculation over the weekend anyway, I don't know if this is going on still as we get into sort of midweek, the speculation spread across TikTok and several other internet sites that the BBC was on standby or alert for an official royal announcement. The claim, the updated focus on Kate Middleton, who is continuing to try to have a private recovery after her surgery. And then there was the whole business with maybe King Charles.
Cancer treatment,
Cancer.
Yes, I mean,
did Kate Middleton have cancer? Was Kate Middleton's wasn't cancer, though. Was it?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been said that it was. I don't think it was. This was a planned. It was a planned abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
But even King Charles, he went in for what was like a prostate exam, and they found cancer not in his prostate, but like it was a separate situation.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of kind of, you know, secrecy, but they are, just because they're royals and in the public eye, they still should have their privacy if that's what they want. But there's been so much speculation, and now on social media, which are, these rumors are unfounded, but they are running rampant that the BBC is on this high alert that there's going to be some announcement, speculating that it might be regarding Kate Middleton, it might be regarding King Charles. Mm-hmm. There was the whole Mother's Day in the UK photo that had all of this stuff about it because it was photoshopped, and some were saying it wasn't even photoshopped, it was AI generated. And now there's another one where this isn't even a new photo, but a photo that Kate Middleton had posted on the late Queen's birthday last April, and it was a picture from, I believe, like the previous summer or whatever, of Queen Elizabeth surrounded by her grandchildren, or some of her grandchildren, and then some great-grandchildren. And after like a recent deep dive, I think it was the AP or Getty or somebody were like, hey, you know what, there's some inconsistencies on this. We think that this photo has been photoshopped as well.
And meanwhile, the Russians are spreading the rumor that King Charles is dead. And so you got that to deal with. That shows you sort of, I don't believe that he's dead. I think he's been seen, hasn't he, in the last 24 or 48 hours?
Well, but even Kate Middleton has recently been seen, too, on a shopping trip with Prince William.
Yeah. So you don't know. This is more proof that you don't know what to believe. You don't, you know, the sources. Why would we believe, again, going back to what happened last week when CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times are quoting the Hamas hospital as being an accurate supplier of information on the numbers of people who have been killed, the Palestinians? Come on. All right,
yes,
here's...
on social media, don't automatically
make it true.
Your own research.
All right, so Jay posted just basically a request for you to give us your thoughts on TikTok. And so let's see here. Sounds like something liberals and rhinos use. What, the TikTok? There's always going to be a political comment. Jeff says, never have used it because of the China connection. Let's see. Jay says, I've never used TikTok. Buzz says, I have young friends who use it regularly. While it may be useful to some people, I find having one more online media outlet is unnecessary. Brenda says, I love TikTok. There's so much useful information. You can listen to other points of view. Well, you can do that elsewhere besides just on TikTok, Brenda. But that's how you feel, so that's okay. That's good. Another unneeded social media.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. Funding for half a dozen spending bills is set to expire midnight Friday. While congressional leaders aim to conclude those negotiations quickly, disparities persist regarding funding for the Department of Homeland Security. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. USA's John Schaefer.
The pharmaceutical company made the announcement on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. This action coincides with independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats looking into the practices of the four main inhaler manufacturers who are accused of charging Americans higher prices compared to consumers abroad.
The EPA implementing a ban on the final remaining type of asbestos permitted for use in the United States. Asbestos is known to be associated with lung cancer and mesothelioma. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I'm left with only one option. I'm going to have to science the shit out of this.
I think it's one of the best movies when caught with my tea. I think it was one of the best movies Matt Damon has done. I was thinking about who, you know, some of the actors that are most visible that are around, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, what do you think was his best movie? He's got a
Cop, obviously.
You think so?
True Lies was a good one.
Yeah, that I think that's one of his best ones, frankly. Yeah, that was a very entertaining James Cameron made a movie that people, you know, there's something in it for everybody. You know, he's bought a farm. Arnold Schwarzenegger is worth about $450 million. He's been very smart with his investment. He's just a smart guy. And so he's decided, he lived in Los Angeles, and he still has a home up off of Sunset, almost on the ocean. But he has moved into this farm, gets up every morning at 5:30, and tends to his animals. He says if he didn't wake up at the time that he does and feed the animals, they'd wake up him and everybody that is around him. I get that. He says the farmer chores are therapeutic and fun. He allows his, he has a bunch of miniature horses and doggies to follow him around on his farm. So it's kind of cool. And he was spotted shopping at a Walmart recently, which I found also quite amusing. Listen, how these...
Yeah, he was shopping at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of celebrities just like us. I remember... excuse me.
Yes.
This is really cold from the other
The same
I
thing.
I went to college in Colorado in this, like, really sleepy mountain town. But we had the Walmart. And while I was there, Michael Jackson was still alive. And he was in Aspen, and he wanted to get something at Walmart. And they shut, so he went to Walmart, and they shut down the Walmart so that he could shop. He loved Walmart.
But they shut it down so he would be the only one in it.
So that he could go in there and shop, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And they just shut it down for an hour, but it was, yeah, one of those things. They shut it down so he could go in there and do his shopping because he not only liked Walmart, but he liked doing it himself.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. All right, the continuing flux, if you will, in news and news media, the Gannett Company, which owns a lot of newspapers, local newspapers, they were the founders of USA Today, and they've had a number of successes in big cities. Well, they bought out over the last 20, 25 years a bunch of newspapers in local communities, and they are now closing the local newsrooms as a cost-cutting measure. This will affect the industry. It will affect what you know. It'll affect how you get your news. And it'll make people more dependent on the undependable social media that we now have become sort of used to. But Gannett has, they don't have the same ability to sell, you know, the same thing as radio. Frankly, local radio newsrooms, there are fewer and fewer good stations that have newsrooms that are doing local coverage of things because of the economics of what has happened in the digital era. What's gone on with podcasts, what's gone on with social media, just the whole thing has changed. And it's not a good, healthy, I don't think it's good, I don't think it's healthy at all. But anyway, I saw that going on and I thought I'd just comment on it because it is something that we're all sort of confronted with, if you will. Here's the story of a 106-year-old woman who put on a tiara as she celebrated her birthday at Disney World. I guess you're never too old, right, to celebrate your birthday?
Never too old.
At Walt Disney World, this lady's name is Magnolia Jackson. She'd always wanted to go to Disney. So she visited the park for the first time on her 106th birthday last week. So anyway, I think it's a, this is why not, right? This is if something keeps you young. You make me feel so young. So that's what going to the Magic Kingdom for her was all about, Mickey and Minnie, right? And she had balloons. There was a big sign that celebrated her birthday that was seen across the park. And then the cast members came over and gave her a silver tiara. And she put it on. Happy 106th birthday, Magnolia was on it. And the Goofy and Pluto characters were on it. So anyway, she said, I have a good feeling toward all these boys and girls. And that's sweet. So there's a lot of video on social media. It's a good promotion, obviously, for Disney. She's lived in Florida for quite a long time. So she just, you know, you got things that you want to do, and you ought to be able to do them. And they did. They were smart. Disney's smart about stuff like that. You know, they'll take up all the oxygen in the room, but it's not bad. In that case, I think it's cool. Here's something that is not cool, and it is, again, something that is an example of the news media and social media being out of control and how much difference there is between, let's say, news and the stuff that is rumored to be, you know, a part of what we live and what we understand we live with. The CEO of United Airlines is trying to reassure the customers of the airline that it is safe to travel. There have been a number of incidents, and some of them have been on United planes. Some of them have been on American planes. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been Alaska, Delta. They've all had incidents.
Yeah.
And one wonders whether or not, Jay, are they having more incidents, or are we just paying more attention to them?
It seems like it's a Boeing issue rather than a specific airline issue.
Yeah, no, it's not. Well, it isn't even Boeing. There have been Airbus problems with wheels falling out, but they don't get the attention because the news media is so narrowly focused and because they're simplistic in their approach to stories like this. The biggest news and biggest problem started when those two 737 MAXs crashed. What was that, 5-6 years ago? When they both crashed within a week or two of each other. Brand new planes, 386 people were killed because the pilots didn't know how to fly them because they hadn't been trained well, because Boeing sort of hid a problem that surfaced when they were reviewing and testing the planes. And so instead of fixing it, they covered it up, and it's cost them, the bean counters, billions in profits at Boeing. It's disgraceful. Anyway, so this guy who runs United says, last couple of weeks, our airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety. And he said, I want you all to know these incidents have our attention, have sharpened our focus. The thing that bothers me about him admitting that is that he's more or less saying they haven't been paying attention to that, which is more disturbing than any of the problems that they've had. This ought to be something that is right front and center all the time, every day, every airline, every plane. Because if you're 5 miles up in the sky and something happens, not too much you can do about it. You know, they were fortunate. The Alaska Airlines 737 was at 16,000 feet halfway up. So it got back down fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But when you're over 10,000 feet, the oxygen has to come on in the plane. That's when it's pressurized. And so when the pressure was applied, when the pressure system went into action, that's when the door blew out, because it couldn't sustain the pressure of what, you know, the cabin pressure amounts to. So,
unfortunately, nobody was sitting there. But we've also seen this, and we've discussed this numerous times about how when the fasten seatbelt sign is on, it's on for your safety. It's not on just to control you. Or how the pilot says, even if the fasten seatbelt sign is off, but you are in your seat, still have the seatbelt sign on, because something like that, I mean, it's not like that happens all the time, but we do see or feel unexpected turbulence. We've seen where people have flown out of their seats. I can't remember who it was, and I think it was a private flight. But people have hit their heads on the ceiling. I think there was a...
No, that was a... That was a
that I can't recall now.
No, that was a private flight. No, there was a commercial passenger plane had the same experience last week. I'm trying to remember
who
it was.
Farther back than last week. It was sometime within the last couple of years. There was a public figure, and I can't remember her name, but I believe she was on a private flight, and there was an instance of sudden turbulence, and she hit the ceiling and ended up dying from a head injury.
Yeah. Well, that stuff is possible. There's no question about it. And as more and more people, every time I get on a plane, it's full. I'm, you know, traveling pretty much on the same route. Although I do go here, there, and everywhere, and this next week I'll be on a plane probably almost every day, and going back to Los Angeles on Saturday, going to Hawaii on Sunday. We're going to fly over my partner Larry Plus and I are going over to the Big Island on Wednesday. I'll come back to Los Angeles on Thursday. I'm flying up to see Jack Stockwell on Friday, and then Saturday I'm flying back to Boston. So I have that experience, and just, you know, I see what happens. Actually, last night, coming back, I was having a glass of tomato juice, and we hit a bump, and the can of tomato juice bumped over, fell over, went down, drained into my seat, so that my pants were covered with tomato juice, my underpants, my legs, my shoes, my seat, and the flight attendant was very nice. She came up she's doing her job, but she was nice. We had some fun and she took the seat off of the cushion off the seat and washed it down and cleaned it up, and I cleaned up the stuff on the floor, and, you know, but I couldn't escape the wet tomato. I'm sitting in tomato juice. It was not fun. But, you know, those things happen. Again, when there's a turbulence, it'll be, yeah, exactly. All right, here's an 11-foot, 750-pound alligator. Why would someone keep an alligator in their home? Are you nuts?
Most kids, they buy them when they're tiny, tiny babies, and they forget how big they actually grow.
Right. So this is Hamburg, New York. Department of Environmental Conservation goes to this guy's house and tries to get a 750-pound animal. They didn't. They got him, but it wasn't easy. That's for sure. All right, here we are, 48 after. This is Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with higher risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates are in Speculum.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. And especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. And shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour now, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. It's the Good Day Health program. In fact, portions of it are pre-recorded. I love it when radio portions of the following program are pre-recorded. Nah, Jack's right here. We're going to talk live about weight. Yeah, live and lively on the Good Day Health program. So this business, you and Ken Kronhaus are at exact opposites when it comes to the Ozempic thing. And I don't know that people know, because we, you know, both these shows are aired on most of the stations that carry them at the same time. Sometimes I think you come first and then Jack comes after you, but it's a 2-hour gig that's on every weekend on stations. Many of the stations that carry this program and others carry it on the weekend. So when they hear you talking about Ozempic and what kind of quackery is involved in it, and then they hear Ken say that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, how do they know what to believe? That's when I come in and say, forget Ozempic, forget all of this. Just go to Calitrin at TomLoss.com and take advantage of the huge St. Patrick's Day sale that continues this week. Lose weight the natural way. So here we have.
Have you seen the large list of side effects of Calitrin?
I haven't found one.
I haven't even found one. Because it's food-based, for crying out loud.
Oh, Calitrin. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Ozempic.
Ozempic. Calitrin. There's no. Yeah. It's fabulous because it's food. Yes. It comes from food.
It's like the standard process that you have that
exactly.
You sell through your clinic. It's all natural stuff. It comes from food.
Yeah. You have to wonder what Mother Nature had in mind when she created this planet and the food upon this planet and the people that eat that food. That the food would be our medicine, and the medicine would be our food, rather than drugs for everything and drugs for anything. And so, you know, and weight loss. I mean, all these weight loss commercials that come on TV all the time.
Oh, my God.
Promising the moon, the stars, and the sky. When you lose weight at the dinner table, that is where you lose weight. And that's where you gain weight, is at the dinner table and all the snacking in between. So it's just. The Ozempic, do we have a second to go through the side effects of this terrible
stuff? Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Thyroid C-cell tumors, acute pancreatitis, acute gallbladder disease, hypoglycemia, acute kidney injury, anaphylaxis, diabetic retinopathy, otherwise it'll destroy your eyes, increased heart rate, and suicide. And some of the most common reactions, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, constipation, abdominal pain, headache, fatigue, dyspepsia, dizziness, distension, flatulence, gas reflux, and nasopharyngitis, to name a few. I already have patients who tried it for a month and have serious stomach problems a month later that they haven't been able to get over with yet. So, yeah. You know, a diet, you know, when you have a diet, the kind of diet that the kind of foods that Mother Nature intended, no canned goods, no fructose, clean oils, organics, no nitrate sandwich meats, no fast food, they're predicting the global obesity rate now to be 50% by 2030. Half of the people in the Western nations fat by 2030. Yep. But that's the new, forget cancer and heart disease. The obesity is the new pharma profit motivation. And Wegovy and Ozempic, this is not going to be the end of it. You're going to see a bunch more of these drugs showing up for that very
well.
Moment. And the FDA will approve them.
If you look at the board of directors of the pharmaceutical companies, many of them, who sits on these boards, and then look at who sits on the boards of some of the major, the top four, I don't want to call it food, but it's like feeding cows, like the feed at the trough. Yep. The big food outfits like Cargill, and that's the best one, ADM. There are four or five of those companies, and the same people sit on the boards. So, you know, you come up with a conclusion, which I have talked about many times, and so have you on the air, of what these guys are doing. They prepare, they feed you crap, they make stuff that's awful, they promote the hell out of it, so you want to buy Kellogg's sugar-coated cereals and whatever else is out there, and then they have a pill, they have a drug for you from another company that supposedly will make you better. It's the biggest sham, it's a scam and a sham, and yet we fall for it hook, line, and sinker, because the food that they prepare is loaded with sugar and fat, so it tastes good. And so we want to have more. Give me another hamburger. Give me whatever
well,
else.
It also has additives that are absolutely addictive.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's hard. It's very. It is not easy to lose the weight, the way Mother Nature intended. But it's the only way that will preserve the heart, the liver, the pancreas, the kidneys.
Yep.
So
it's right
that,
there.
Anyway, I was just going to say jackstockwell.com.
Thank you. You can go to not only that, but the other website as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.